Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our series about mistakes in the marketplace. Right now, having no plan.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're talking about some of the consumer mistakes, the things that we want to help you avoid if you're jumping into the real estate market today. It's a fast-paced market. Last program, we talked about starting too late in your planning. Make sure you give your realtor enough time to be successful and yourself enough time to be successful in preparation of the home or preparation of your financial packaging. Let's talk now about not planning. Some people think they know what they want to buy and they come to you when it's time to buy.
It's an interesting issue because, certainly I want the person to be well thought through as to what their needs are. Notice the term needs, not just wants. What are you trying to accomplish? And if you can summarize that in terms of benefits of ownership, it becomes pretty easy for me to envision the type of product that would fit those needs.
It's the same thing in residential. The benefits, what are you trying to experience in the time you have in that house? And we need to know it from that perspective, because if you go straight to what you'd put into Zillow, how many bedrooms, how many baths, that is not really discussing your end game and the flexibility we can have in locating a property that might not fit in those boxes, but will meet your benefit.
It's an interesting process, and it's one that we understand. I'm going into my 50th year of being in business in one more week. No, actually, two more weeks. I've been doing this a long time. I know what works, but of course, somebody else doesn't necessarily know that. So if I can set them into a process of thinking of exactly what they need, not just what they want, what they need, it becomes a much easier process for them and less frustrating.
So the first meeting, the introduction, the conversation is truly a conversation. I know that sometimes realtors start their relationship with a buyer in a home. I start it in a conference room or in the home they're currently living so I can understand what they've got and what they want to do differently. But it's a conversation, and that time is really valuable.
It's extremely valuable. It does allow us to think through a process, form a concept, and then attempt to find it's the equivalency of cutting out a template and then holding it up with, nope, that one doesn't fit, this one does fit, etc., and finding the best opportunities for you. But without that, we're shooting blind just like you are.
Hey, Bob. Happy anniversary. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.